today we're doing in the holy letters from the Rebbe, we're doing the letter number 800, the number 900. But guess what the date is? Today's date. It's dated the 24th day of Shabbat. Today's date. So we're reading it on the right date, but this 64 years ago. And the Rebbe writes peace and blessing. And the Rebbe writes that I was happy to hear that you are improving, that your situation is improving. May God send you a speedy recovery. And I want to respond to that. I was notified yesterday by your wife, the Rebbetzin, that you're not sleeping well. That your sleeping is not well. So the Rebbe advises him that you should remove your mind totally from it. Don't worry about it. Because for sure that you are fulfilling the instructions of the doctor, or the doctor, you following the doctor's orders. The Rebbe says it would be proper that next to your bed there should be a kosher mezuzah, not necessarily on the door. I'm assuming that this is talking about in the hospital, maybe. I'm not sure. Because when the Rebbe says not necessarily on the door, but he has already a mezuzah in the door if it was his home. So maybe he's talking about putting in a mezuzah, a kosher mezuzah, next to his bed. And then the Rebbe says, if necessary, you put it a vessel within a vessel, because you're not allowed to have a mezuzah in areas which are not covered, you know, of your body, or where there's like a bathroom and other situations, you know, you're not allowed to have a mezuzah over there. And the reason we have a mezuzah, it's on the door, it's covered. This is the reason. That's why even in a bedroom, you know, where a man and a woman live together, so this would be like disrespectful to the mezuzah, but it's all because there's reasons for that, because it's permanent to the wall and it's considered part of the wall, as we learned in the Shulchan Aruch. But in this case, there's a way, putting in the vessel within the vessel. Sometimes when you have, let's say, a prayer book or something, and you need to use the restrooms, and what are you going to do? Or even if you have your tefillin, let's say, and you're traveling, let's say on a plane, you got to use the restrooms. What do you do with your tefillin? You're not allowed to bring tefillin to the restrooms. You put it into two holders. The original holder doesn't count, because that's part of the tefillin already, because that's a dedicated cover. Or no, and even the bags, everything that is the use of the thing. I mean, to be stringent, this is questionable, but it's best to put everything into like the covers of a sitter. The covers are not considered; they're part of the sitter. So, and the bags also, since they're designated only for that use, it really depends. Sometimes you use it for other things as well; it could be counted a cover. But in any event, if you put things within two covers, then it's okay. Then you're not; that's considered like it's in its own area. It's not in that area. So the Rebbe says in this case too, to put it keli b'tech keli. And the Rebbe says, since I know how you love the words of the Rebbe, which is his father-in-law, I will mention that which I've heard from my father-in-law, the Rebbe, that by many of our leaders, meaning the Chabad Rebbe's, and the Rebbe says, I'm almost sure that he specified the name of the Rebbe Maharash. So on the table, there was laying a piece of a note. On it, it was written, Shivisi Hashem Linegdi Samid. I place Hashem before my eyes constantly. That's a verse. To always remember that Hashem is in your presence. And for sure, you have paid attention that on the table of writing and learning of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, there was always a mezuzah laying over there. There was a mezuzah laying on the table. The Rebbe also mentions that there is a Mishnah in Kelim Perigudzayim Mishnah Tazayin. It says they would carry a mezuzah with a stick, so they have the Rebbe says to his Yom Tov. So the Rebbe says, I'm hoping to hear only good old days, and I end off by blessing again with a speedy recovery, the Rebbe's signature. And the Rebbe says, if you have neighbors in your room, apparently it must be in the hospital, so now it's getting evidence, perhaps it's fitting, it's worthy to find out how their situation is in Torah, Mitzvahs, and Chassidus. So that's interesting.